Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it is a Tuesday. We got to take charge. Simpiwe Petros and Weza Matumane in the building to help us do that. Before we get into any topics, anything, I'm so excited. Hashtag YLS2016.
It's going down.
You guys announced this yesterday. Yeah. It says here, this year we bring in the heat. Talk to me about what this is all about.
Oh, it's going down. Reza?
So Young Leaders Seminar is this amazing seminar for young people. But the cool thing is that it's not done traditional seminar style. It's actually much more creative, much more, you know, engaging with the audience. And it's, you know, it's really just saying, hey, young people, let's take charge of our future and let's, you know, be the change that we want to see around. So we have all sorts of really cool people who are game changers and people who are just leading in their own right. And then we have conversations about the some of the things that we face as young people. You know, a lot of us are facing quarter life crises where you're not sure where you want to be in life yet. You don't have it all figured out. So this is a cool place where we get a chat with some people who have figured it out. And, you know, they also reflect on their lives as well when they were younger and so on as well. So it's pretty big. This year, we got a couple of really big guys who are also going to be joining us. It's the second time we're doing it. We had it last year. About 400 people came through last year.
Wow.
And hopefully this year it can even be bigger. Yeah.
Very exciting. How do we get involved?
So you can firstly get involved by coming to the event, right? So you can, tickets are now available at CompuTicket. It's R100. That's the one way. Of course, listening to the show, either take charge on a Tuesday or, you know, unplugged and in charge on Thursday. And just, you know, keeping up with the hashtag YLS, Young Leaders Seminar 2016.
Power. And it's so great to see this grow in year two. I remember last year when you guys started it. I just remember Vaughn being overwhelmed.
Oh, Vaughn. And you know what the beautiful thing about Vaughn is? Like, he was in Joburg the night before. I'm like, Vaughn, we need you to come to Pretoria, because I was at Wizard's place.
Yeah.
We were all stressing to some degree, but we had it together at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't think we slept that night. I think we slept like an hour or something the night before.
Yeah. Crazy. So what happened is we worked so hard, you know, setting, making sure that everything is ready for the night, for the next day. And Vaughn arrived from Joburg. I think he arrived at our place at midnight. At midnight. And we worked all throughout, like busy laminating things, cutting things up, preparing this, preparing that, showing us his presentation. I remember waking up. I woke up first before everyone else. And when I woke up, what a sight. Everyone was just either lying on my floor or sleeping on the couch or sleeping on the desk.
But you know what the funny thing was?
Everyone was passed out.
Wes is having the sight, but he only realized that he'd passed out in front of his laptop at that time. It was just so late for all of us.
Yeah. But it was so fulfilling, you know, once everything was done. I remember that night at like 11 when everything now is done. The seminar is done. People are happy. People are taking pictures and people are saying, I mean, some of the feedback we got last year was that this was so different. It was so original and it was, you know, so much for young people. And people really left feeling really, you know, charged up about life and so on. So,
so cool.
It's exciting this year because we've managed to also get some of our celebrity friends on board. So we are going to be having what we had last year, but also some sort of panel discussion game show style.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Epic, super cool. The reason I ask about last year's one and that whole process is because there is a difference between the process and the day that it's executed.
Yeah.
And that's what we're speaking about today.
Exactly.
We're speaking about appreciating the purpose of the process of the late nights. And very often, in fact, I can honestly, I think, say this for sure. This is one thing I know for sure, is that 99.9% of the time, to me, I've always found the process of something so much more fulfilling and rewarding than the actual outcome.
Exactly. I think I read a quote a couple of weeks back and it really inspired me because it went a bit like this. The past is behind us. Learn from it. The future's ahead of us. Prepare for it. The present is here in front of us right now. Live it. And a lot of people aren't really living through the process. A lot of people want to get to where they want to get. But sometimes, you know, where you, there isn't, doesn't really feel like there to some people. You know, some people might feel like the destination will be the fulfillment, but why don't you get the fulfillment from the journey? What if you don't make it to the destination? Or what if you get to the destination and there's another destination? You'll forever pursue your destination and you'll never really appreciate life for what it is. And like you said, There's a lot of fulfillment in the process. I've learned so much about myself in the process. And I'm continually learning a lot about myself. I mean, we're just talking about quarter life crises and all of this stuff. And us preparing for Unplugged and In Charge. Unplugged and In Charge might not be where we want it to be yet, but the process is so fulfilling because we've met so many people along this journey, which has been truly inspiring. That's what I love, man. You know, you learn so much, and that's the most important thing. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think, well, adding to that, you know, what you were saying, Ari, about, you know, the process being so important is if it depends how you live your life. I think if you track back to a couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation about, let's say you living for other people's approval and then instead of living for your own approval and to say, wow, look at how far I made it. But you waiting and you're hoping your mom or, you know, someone else is going to say, wow, you made it. And normally those applause that you get from other people is not as great and as grand as it was in your mind when you envisioned it. So you can choose to either you can choose to live not for the not for the applause but for the cause, you know. And if you live for the applause, and then you won't appreciate the process. You're gonna want the performance to end. Let's say if you were performing a dance piece on a stage, you were gonna want the thing to end so that the people can cheer instead of enjoying the amazing time you're having on stage right now and realizing that you are at the bloom of your youth and you'll never get another time when you are as energetic and have as much talent and have so many people interested in you than you have at that particular moment when you're on stage.
I think another thing is a lot of people might tend to focus on the past. You know, I caught myself doing that. You know, you think you should be somewhere at a certain age in life. And like Wes is saying, we shouldn't compare ourselves to other people. You should live your life on your terms and stop worrying about the fact that I thought I'd be here by this point in my life. Or actually, I love doing this. I actually love looking back and seeing how far I've come along. You know, I went through university. I learned a lot about myself in university. And then my life took a completely different direction. I met people like Wizard 2 years ago. And look how far we've come. 2 years later, we're still doing this and we're doing the most. And it might not be at the level we're expecting ourselves to be at, but we've done a lot, eh? We've done so much. I mean, I remember when we started with the Unplugged journey. I don't know why I'm talking about Unplugged a lot today, but I'm talking and I'm thinking about a lot of memories. We started off with Make a Living Speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
That was last year.
Wow, that was last year?
That was last year.
Wasn't it like last of last year? It was last year, right?
It was last year. Jeez. Like, so much has happened from that point to where we are. And, you know, you need to really just appreciate what's happened in your life and how far you've come. Stop allowing the past to define who you are, but really allow yourself to learn and appreciate the progress that you've made. Because progress is something that we all measure and something that we truly need to appreciate.
Let's wrap it up with this, because we're running out of time. From each of you, the most important piece of information that you have to impart.
Yeah, see, that's a very interesting question. The most important piece of information I have to impart. I think it's something that I love saying to a lot, and it goes a bit like this. You're not a product of your past, but rather the blueprint to your future. With that revelation, you need to realize that you are mapping the blueprint to your future today. So you need to embrace each and every moment that you're in, each and every lesson, each and every failure, rejection, because it's molding you into becoming the person you were born to be. And it'll be the stepping stone to the future you were born from.
Well, all I gotta say today, because I motivate you guys too many times... Young Leaders Seminar is coming on the 22nd of July. Get your tickets at CompuTicket. They're already up today. Was the first day the tickets open before they sell out, because they will sell out this time, guys. Gareth Cliff is going to be there. He's going to be one of the speakers. We got a couple of other big names that we're still going to announce. But yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be real big. Get your tickets. And it's going to happen in Pretoria, at the University of Pretoria. And yeah, get your tickets quickly.
That's your most important piece of information to impart. I like it. There you go. All right. How do we keep up with the two of you all day in addition to Thursday's 12 to 1 on Unplugged and In Charge?
It's Weza That Guy on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook and everywhere. No down dash, no underscore, no nothing.
And it's Simpiwe Petros on all social media platforms.
Power, that there is how you take charge on a Tuesday. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.